Welcome back to Texans Football, live from New Braunfels, Texas.
Gonzalez has the football now, third down and 16. The Apaches have to get to the four-yard line of Wimberley. Ball right at the 20-yard line. The quarterback will take it and roll right. It's Casares looking deep and throwing, and it's caught near the 10-yard line, but well short of the first down. It was caught out there. I believe that's Roger Gonzalez who caught the ball. They're going to spot it at the 12-yard line, and so it'll be fourth down and six.
Yeah, Burchell's zone coverage over there. The receiver went up underneath him. Burchell quickly came up. So was right there when he caught the ball. He didn't really, technically, I don't think that was a tackle. I think that was a shove down.
It's more of a knockdown, it looked like. So it'll be fourth down now, and they're going to actually put it at the 7, and so rather the 12-yard line. He needs 8 for the first down. I misspoke. Casares now in a shotgun formation. He's got Lopez next to him. He's going to roll left. Looking, and now the pressure's coming. Now he's going to go back right, and now he's going to go up the middle. 15, 10, around the left side to the 5, spin move, and down to the 4-yard line. I think he has enough to pick up the first down, Randy.
Boy, it's going to be close. See where they spot the ball.
First down.
Yeah, they had him bottled up back there, and again, good effort. Boy, the young man is winded. Look at him trying to catch his breath there on his haunches.
And we said he was a slitherer, and he slithered on that time.
How many yards is that?
That's a lot.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. A fine run that time. He spun out of a couple would-be tacklers. And, in fact, I believe that was Kyle Terrio. We finally knocked him down about 4 yards before he went into the end zone.
It's kind of like trying to tackle a bar of soap. It's not easy. 4-yard line, first and goal. Casares is going to run again, and he's got the end zone. Touchdown. He got hit at about the 2-yard line, but again, he just slipped away and was able to slash his way into the end zone. Touchdown with 10:40 left to play in the third period in the ballgame. 4-yard run by Casares.
Yeah, Texas quite haven't figured out how to stop him yet on that little dive play where it just a direct snap to him and he takes off going. I think he's obviously reading where those defensive linemen are at, and he does a good job going where they're not.
And now Hillman will come on and try to tack on the extra point. That thing, did it get over the crossbar? Yeah, it just kind of snuck over, barely. Not a lot of height on that thing.
Compared to the way he made it through on their first touchdown when he almost hit the scoreboard back there, he barely made it over that time. That was pretty close.
And Wimberley leads it 27-14. As you'll recall, the Texans missed their extra point after their first touchdown of the night here tonight, Randy. And certainly you got to think, well, the Nelms is glancing up there and thinking, sure wish we had made that extra point there in the first quarter.
Well, they keep handing off the ball to Dennis Smith and running it, pecking away and eat some of that clock up. 10 minutes and 40 seconds left in this game. Pretty tough road the way it's been for them to score two touchdowns.
Yeah, it would be a tough thing to have happen, but much stranger things have happened.
Right. That's right.
Texans will get the football now. They're moving left to right here in the fourth period. Our game tonight brought to you by Cypress Creek Cafe, State Farm agent Byron Eccles, Stevenson Malone, Wimberley Electric, A Studio Z, Wimberley Ace Hardware, DeMasters Daniel Insurance, The Mail Stop, Wimberley Rentals, Blanco National Bank, and Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance.
And we certainly want to thank Lone Oak Motors again for the use of their vehicle tonight. Check out those guys at loneoakmotors.com.
And the helicopter has now left the premises.
Yeah, they didn't take you.
They didn't take us, did they?
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week. Story of my life. Here's Hillman. He's going to kick a line driver taken by Blakemore at the 12. 15, 20, running right side, 30. Still on his feet and brought out of bounds at the 35-yard line is Brennan Blakemore. Another good return by Brennan. And the Texans will get it at the 35-yard line, their own 35. First down and 10, 10:35 remaining in the football game.
You know, he made 6 yards after first contact there, just all on his own. He's a tough young man to bring down.
And, of course, stay with us after this game. We'll give you some scores. Recap this one. We'll have some highlights. Right, Denver? Denver says, yeah. Thumbs up. Denver with the Giggum sign, dude. and then he pointed it down.
Yeah,
see that?
Thanks a lot.
That was for you, Randy.
Ouch.
Brady Lambert now, I formation behind him. Trinity Wilson dotting the I. Pitching left to Trinity Wilson. trying to get outside. He's got the 35. Good blocking. Uh-oh. 40, 45, 50. He could be gone. 40. He makes a move. 35, 30. They're on him, though, now, and brought down at the 22-yard line is Trinity Wilson, but hold everything. Flag on the play.
Yeah, it looked like one of those big offensive linemen for the Texans. I saw him when he was going around that side over there. Looked like he having a hard time getting his block.
42-yard run will be nullified. Let's see if this is a spot foul. Excuse me. That is definitely going to be the call, so they're going to bring this way back. The spot of the foul is at the Wimberley 42-yard line. So you can give Wilson a 7-yard carry, but he would much prefer a 42-yard carry, Randy.
Well,
that's
good to see him get around the corner and go that time, if nonetheless, you know, block below the waist was the call that time.
Yeah.
And exciting to see him go around that corner and go nonetheless.
So it'll be first down and 13 for the Texans now. Clock is at 10:03 and counting, and you can bet the Texans are going to try to suck as much of that clock out as they can. In fact, the play clock is down to 3 now. And Lambert is going to take the snap. Nope, they didn't get it off. So they let it run all the way down. I thought Lambert was probably monitored. And, in fact, I guess he was. They got the timeout. I think the Texan coaching staff kind of called that timeout, Randy, because we saw the clock go to 0. And then the officials were indicating the timeout. Wimberley with the timeout here in the fourth quarter. Texans down to 2 timeouts remaining.
Yeah, Coach Nelms obviously unhappy to have to use that timeout. Fairly animated over on that far side as he gathers the boys up around him.
Again, the winner of this one tonight will play the winner of the Rio Hondo Sweeney game that's going to take place tomorrow.
In Victoria, Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
And we will, of course, keep everybody updated.
Oh, I'm sorry. That game's in Sinton. Excuse me, Mike. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. We'll keep everybody updated online and on the radio as well. As soon as we know something, we will certainly pass it along to you. First down and 13 now. Wimberley has it at the Texans 32-yard line. Spread formation. Lambert takes the snap and turns and gives it to Dennis Smith. 35-40. Big hole spin move and out to the 41-yard line. A pickup of 6 is Dennis Smith.
0-60 in 4 seconds there. It always amazes me to watch that man when he gets the ball. Took a hand off that side, went over the left side, just a dive play. Boy, he went right past that line of scrimmage, and he was back there with those linebackers in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, and he kind of has that Blakemore mentality, too. You get the feeling that he's frustrated every time he doesn't score a touchdown, regardless of where he got the football initially.
Well, every time he touches it, you think he's going to score a touchdown.
Second down and 4 now at the 41. Kelly and Smith flanking Lambert. It's going to be Smith again, and he's got a 5-yard gain. Oh, call it 6, out to the 47-yard line. He'll have a first down. They're actually going to spot it at the 46-yard line. Nevertheless, a first down.
And dive over the right side by Smith. Not much doing there, and he got down low to the ground and worked his way forward to pick up the first down.
Smith now 7 carries for 35 yards. He lost a yard on his initial carry tonight, so he's gained those 35 yards on the last 6 carries.
Yeah, I see the center, Christian Heatley, down there kind of gimping around a little bit, like maybe he tweaked his ankle.
Lambert's under center now, and Trinity Wilson is back in, dotting the I behind Colby Kelly. Pitch right, it's Wilson. Looking right side, got running room. 50, 45, alert, 40. Look out, he's down to the 30. That's where he's brought down. Trinity Wilson now trying to break loose. He picks up 27 yards.
A sweet play around the right side. Tossed it back to Wilson and Lambert, and Colby Kelly was leading him in front of him. And boy, Lambert made a heck of a block there. It's hard to see those quarterbacks block like that, but he got down low and made a fine block to spring him for an extra few yards.
They're spotting this on the 29-yard line, and that's got to make Trinity Wilson happy. Finally, get a little running room and get a little space. He's still in the game, still dotting the I behind Colby, and he's got the football again. 25, uh-oh, another big run. Down to the 20, breaks a tackle. They've got his jersey, and he's able to get it to the 19-yard line, and that's a 10-yard gain. And another first down.
Yeah, Donald Cartwright didn't get a good piece of him, just had his jersey. And I don't know what's lit a fire here in Trinity Wilson on this possession, but he's running like a man possessed.
Well, yeah, and we talked about that in the first half as well, Randy, how you can keep Trinity Wilson down, but sooner or later he's going to hurt you. And now he has 10 carries for 53 yards, and Dennis Smith comes back into the game. So pick your poison. Wimberly's just pounding on that Gonzalez defense now, Randy, here in the fourth quarter. High formation, pitch left to Smith. Cuts it back inside, and he spins forward to about the 19-yard line. No gain. He got it back to the line of scrimmage, so no gain.
Yeah, they were reading him all the way that time as he tried to go over the left tackle. And even though with the spin move, patented spin move there, not a lot doing.
Boy, that's got to be a big blessing for Weldon Nelms to have that in his arsenal, Randy, to be able to run Trinity Wilson for three or four plays and then give him a breather, and you roll out Dennis Smith.
Oh, I love it when they go in that I formation with Dennis Smith in the front and Trinity Wilson in the back.
You always strike me as kind of an old-school I formation guy, Randy.
That's a lot of power, right? That's a lot of 1-2 right there.
Second down and 10. Again, Lambert under center. Pitch right. Nope, he's going to look and throw for the end zone. Uh-oh. Up in the air, and it's incomplete near the goal line. He was trying to hit. Is that Blakemore over there?
Yeah, that's Blakemore.
Yeah, it's Blakemore, and he just kind of threw it up there, kind of a jump ball. And Blakemore and Casares now are talking to each other over there. They're both completely exhausted, you can tell.
Yeah.
Third down and 10.
You know, Blakemore has to be a little winded because this is the first game he's played now in, 4 weeks. So
yeah,
he's kind of showing it a little bit, like he's a little slow coming back to the huddle there. They have a little fake the sweep play to the right. And Lambert turned around and tried to hit Blakemore on a fade going to the left side there right toward the pylon. And good defense by John Anthony Casares there to knock the ball away.
Well covered. Now third down and 10. Got to get just inside the 10-yard line. And back to throw is Lambert. Looking and now running right and throwing right. It's over the middle and incomplete. Tried to hit Blakemore, but Blakemore had a lot of folks surrounding him. It'll be fourth down and 10 now. Let's see what Wimberly does here.
Yeah, the Apaches brought two linebackers on a blitz that time, and Lambert didn't have much time. He was rolling out. They drug Blakemore across the middle on a drag and just couldn't quite get the ball to him.
And a slight breeze here tonight, Randy, looking at that flag down to our right, and it's pretty much in the Wimberly face, so they're going to go ahead and go for it, fourth down and 10. It'd be a long field goal into this win, I believe, and so Lambert is going to come up in the shotgun formation. 6:47 remaining in the ball game. Wimberly leading it 27-14. Fourth down and 10. Lambert rolling right, looking screen back left. And it's Smith over there at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Untouched is Dennis Smith. Touchdown, Wimberly. Is that Smith?
Yeah, I believe that is. Yeah, it's Dennis Smith.
20 yards. Wow.
Beautifully executed. Hey, boy, you got to like the way, too, he came out that time, and he gave Sean Whitlatch a big old hug and said, hey, great job. Hey, it really fooled the Apaches that time. It looked like it was going right. Everybody rolled out to the right and turned around, and there was Dennis Smith wide open over there on the left side. Beautifully executed screen.
Tano Avila now will come on, try to kick the extra point. Hold is down. Reed Jones with a hold, and the kick is up. Flag on the play. He missed the extra point. And there's a lot of weird stuff happening on this. They're going to have to sort this out. There's flags all over this red turf.
Boy, for a team that hasn't allowed but only a handful of touchdowns all season, they've got one heck of a extra point unit.
Offsides against Gonzalez and also holding against Gonzalez. So they managed to make the extra point pretty exciting. And so they're going to mark off some yardage here, and now Wimberly's going to run over there and surround the coaching staff, and you wonder if they're going to say, okay, this ball's down there at the 1 yard line, we might just heck try to punch it in. And I believe
that's the case.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah, they're going to go for it here. And Lambert will be under center. Trinity Wilson deep in the backfield. Kobe Kelly, the fullback. I formation. Strong right here. Pitch right to Trinity Wilson. Uh-oh. Oh, he lost his footing, and he's going to be stopped at the 4-yard line. That one never got off the ground. At any rate, with 6:38 left to play, Wimberly leads it 33-14. And now, Randy, Brady Lambert with 253 yards through the air here tonight. Just a nice big game for Brady Lambert passing the ball, and really his biggest game passing the ball in several weeks, quite frankly.
It really has been. And, again, they have had some success. You know, Texas have done a very good job all year long. In fact, I've looked before this game that their average offensive production is about 200 yards a game running the ball and about 200 yards a game throwing the ball. And I do believe that's probably – I'd be surprised if the Apaches have seen this caliber of passing game up to this point.
13 of 18, 253 yards for Lambert. Four touchdown passes tonight. Of course, with Brady, and he'll probably tell you, the only touchdown pass that he's thrown tonight that actually flew into the end zone was the first one to Burchell. The others, he's just pitched it out and said, okay, you guys take it to the house, and I'll pad these stats a little bit.
Yeah, certainly not taking anything away from a Lambert, but you're right.
Oh, certainly not.
He's probably got about 50 yards in passing and 200 yards in runs after the catch. It's been quite a display tonight.
Here's Avili now. We'll kick off. It's a good one. It's fairly deep, taken at the 15-yard line. At the 20, and now to the 25, and out to the 30-yard line. Looked like a late flag was thrown in.
Yeah, I believe there might have been a little face mask in there accidentally.
Looked like Cecil Johnson. No, that was Caldwell with a return for Gonzalez.
Yeah, I didn't see a flag. I saw his, it looked like his face mask got hit, but I didn't.
Yeah, no flag, I suppose. So they're going to just keep the ball there at the 30-yard line. Gonzalez will have it. 6:31 remaining, 33-14. Of course, stay with us for our post-game show. We'll wrap this up, give you a scoring summary, some highlights. Randy will give his expert analysis and breakdown of the game, as he does each and every week for us. And then we'll go home and go to bed.
And check this out. They got a new quarterback.
Brand new quarterback, Matthew Hillman, in the game. He's going to roll right, and he's going to throw it out to the right flat, and it's knocked away, incomplete out there. Is that Cameron Morris over there that knocked it away?
That was. He's been dying to touch the ball all night, Mike. He hadn't had his opportunity. His weekly opportunity hadn't presented itself yet.
That's right.
Yeah. He stepped in front of that ball, didn't quite bat it away like I know he would have wanted to, and that ball might have should have been caught. I didn't see which Apache receiver that was, but it hit him in the numbers.
Second down and 10 now. Casares, the starting quarterback, with a with a much-needed rest. No, but he's the split in out there, split in the slot there, right side. So he's not getting any rest. Here's Hillman now. Pump fake, trying to set up the screen, and it's caught. But, watch out at the line of scrimmage is the receiver. Caldwell caught it. Was that Alana who lit him up?
No, that was Blake Guidry. Blake Guidry was in the perfect position there. As soon as that young man caught that ball on the inside screen there, Blake Guidry just laid the hammer on him and knocked him down immediately really hard.
1 yard gain. Caldwell, the receiver, Cartwright, Donald Cartwright. That's a pretty hard-earned 1 yard. 36 inches, and he's got a big bruise to show for it.
Yeah, he's still trying to answer that phone over there.
Is that 1 yard, 36 inches? That's 1 yard, isn't it, Randy? I think so. Hillman back to throw. Going to throw it. Left side picked off by Terrio. Intercepted in that left flat. I don't think Hillman ever saw him. And Wimberley will have it at the Gonzalez 31-yard line. And the wheels are officially off now for the Apaches.
You know, I'm a little surprised here because Cartwright, who was tackled so viciously on that previous play, they lined him out here on this side. And that young man, he's still... I wasn't joking a while ago when I said he's trying to answer that phone.
He's kind of stunned now, and the official has stopped the clock to look at him, and now he's waving he waved the official away. But I think they may come get him because he's kind of floating around out there and looking like he's
He was the intended
stunned,
receiver
but
on
no,
that.
No, he's going to stay in the game.
He was the intended receiver on that last play, and he took about three steps and turned around, and he obviously wasn't 100%.
And now he's got to cover Brennan Blakemore. Here's Lambert now. I formation again. Give right straight up the middle to Trinity Wilson. Wilson's able to fight forward for about 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7.
Yeah, that was big old Cody Urich came in here from that left nose tackle position for the left tackle position for the Apaches. And, those guys, they pinch in really hard. You've watched them all night. A lot of their successes, they slant in and they slant out in all different directions. And that time he was slanting in right where the ball was running.
Second down and 7 now. The clock is at 5:11 and counting. Dennis Smith now is at fullback with Colby Kelly behind him at tailback. That's kind of interesting. Lambert now will pitch it left to Colby. Colby looking to get outside, gets a block, turns it inside, and gets it down to the 25-yard line. He picked up 3 yards. It'll be second down and a long three.
Yeah, Texans are certainly content at this point just to grind the clock out. Down to the last, little over 4.5 minutes, 4 minutes, 45 seconds. And peck away 3, 4, 5 yards. They've got the ball down here. And again, pretty close to the red zone, Mike.
Yeah, they're in pound on the ground mode, aren't they?
That is. And so they want to keep it moving away. Yeah, this is feeling like on TV where we can highlight that red zone.
Yeah, I heard
red.
You. I was yeah, trying
oh,
to
come on.
I was
you
trying
got,
to ignore yeah. you there, but third down and 7. Pitch right to Trinity Wilson. He's got a blocker and he turns it inside. He's got the first down. Down to the 19-yard line. And if you're wondering why we're making...
That's Cameron Morris on his...
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is Cameron Morris, isn't it?
Two more carries and he'll be in the end zone.
That's right. Maybe one more carry. We're talking about the red zone, and the reason we joke is that this field at New Braunfels Canyon High School is blood red. I mean, it's literally a red field.
Yeah, well, you know, it's our job to paint the picture. And
oh, my God.
Yeah, we don't have that much paint.
The wheels have come off for us, too, Randy. First down and 10 now at the 19-yard line. Lambert with an I formation behind him. He's got Morris, and he's going to pitch it out to Morris. Whoa. Uh-oh, he's in a lot of trouble. Yeah. That was kind of a busted play. That thing was not good from the very beginning. Way back at the 28-yard line.
Yeah, I don't know if Colby Kelly went the wrong way or Lambert turned the wrong way, but they had kind of had a collision up there right behind center, and that messed up what he was trying to do with Cameron Morris there. So, you know, big loss on that play.
That was one of those where the quarterback says, here, you take it.
Yeah,
these guys are coming in there. Here, you take this loss of 7.
Obviously, it was a designed pitch, but, again, somebody got in the way there, and I think you would have been better off just kind of smothering the ball and turning around and diving into the line.
Third down and 15 now for Wimberly. The ball is at the 28-yard line. Shotgun for Lambert. He will turn and just give it up the middle to Cameron Morris. He's wiped out right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be fourth down. The clock now rolling inside of 3 minutes remaining. Impressive night here tonight, Randy. I think you could say that the Wimberly Texans offense has made a pretty spectacular return here.
Absolutely. Again, you know, we're talking about the they're playing a defense that was ranked second in the state in Class 3A in points allowed during the regular season, giving up only 61 points all year long. So.
Five shutouts.
How fantastic is that, that they have doubled their yearly output, or what the points they have given, almost cut that in half.
That's pretty amazing. Here's Lambert now. He's going to give it to Morris. Look out, 25-20. And down to the 18-yard line is Cameron Morris. He picks up 10.
He's a very exciting run. We've talked about this in past weeks. You know, he's a junior, and the Wimberly Texan faithful have a lot to smile about, knowing that that young man is going to be a senior next year carrying that ball.
Fourth down and 9 now for Wimberly. The ball rests at the 18-yard line, so got to get just inside that 10-yard line. Yeah, that's why Cameron's one of those guys you say, well, the best thing about Cameron is he's a junior.
That's right.
Lambert, again in the shotgun. He's going to roll left, looking, looking, looking. Now he's going to screen it back right side to Morris. 20, 15, first down, 10, 5. Cameron Morris in the end zone for a touchdown, 19 yards.
I think the Texans might have got away with one there, Mike. It was a block over here on this side. It was part of that screen that good thing the ref might have been looking the other way. What a great run after the catch, though. Cameron Morris had to come back and really dig that ball. It was thrown really low. He was able to dig it up, regain his position and his feet underneath him, and make a fine, fine run to get that into the end zone.
And we've talked about it all year. This team is so talented. Cameron doesn't get a lot of opportunities with the rock out there as Avila comes on and tacks on that extra point.
But when he does, he sure makes the most of it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's very efficient with his carries, I can assure you. 40-14 now, our score, and we can certainly start talking about next week, Randy.
Yeah, we've waited all game because, you know, we didn't want to jinx it. I think last week we were a little premature.
Yeah, we got burned a little bit on that deal.
Yeah, we did.
The Ducks were not what we thought they were quacked up to be.
Well, they had all their ducks in a row.
And they, oh, my goodness. You're hurting me, Randy. You're hurting me.
I tell you, I must have had 25 duck euphemisms last week, and the opportunity never presented itself. You know, that a couple times they called a play in from the side. That was a duck call.
That's exactly right. Lambert now, as I try to regain my composure, 272 yards passing, Randy, 14 out of 19, 272 yards and five touchdowns. What a night by Brady Lambert. And again, he benefited also from runs after the catch, too. So Brady knows how to get that football in the hands of the right people. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Had this Apache defense, and we congratulate them on a fine season. I mean, they came into this game at 11-0. Certainly something to remember the rest of these young men's lives. Texans, great to see them show up to play today.
Yeah, the Texans, from the very opening kickoff, literally, when Blakemore took it inside Gonzalez territory, came to play early. Here's the kickoff. It's rolling around now, and finally the Gonzalez player fields it at the 30-yard line, and Gonzalez will get it. 1 minute and 28 seconds remaining. Again, stay with us for our post-game show. Wimberley leading it 40-14. We'll give you some scores from around the state, and again, Wimberley will play the winner of the Rio Hondo Sweeney game, and that will take place tomorrow, and we will certainly put it online at WimberleyRadio.com, and we'll also mention it, of course, on KDRP.
I imagine it'll be Sunday morning before we learn where that's going to be at.
And wherever the Texans are at, we will be at next week.
With Turkey.
How about that? Hillman now will throw it out into the right flat. I think that's Johnson. Spin moved. Oh, that's...
Guess who that is?
Yeah, that's Casares, isn't it?
Yeah.
Caught the ball, gained about 5 yards out to the 35-yard line.
Yeah. And he tried to use some of his shiftiness there to get past, just a little quick out pass to him over there on that right flat. And pretty well defended by the Texans that limited him to only a 4-yard gain.
And John Anthony, when you go home tonight, sleep well, young man.
Nah, don't you know that young man will sleep well.
4-yard gain, so it'll be 2nd down and 6. The clock is inside of a minute left. Hillman's now going to roll left and throws it out to the sideline. That is Cartwright, and Cartwright is going to be wrapped up by Cameron Morris near the 45-yard line. It'll be a 1st down.
Yeah, the Texans are playing zone coverage that time, and Cartwright was wide open. I'm glad to see the young man out there still playing. I tell you, I really thought he was stunned a while ago and perhaps hurt.
Yeah, he was really hit hard twice. On two consecutive plays. Here's Hillman, back to throw, rolling right, looking, and looking over the middle and throwing, and it's knocked away and incomplete. That's Terrio, and we've called Terrio's name a lot here tonight, Randy. He's played a good game defensively for the Texans.
Yeah, he really has. Good to call his name. We haven't done that in a while.
He's been extremely active, and now the Texans have also, they're putting some players in who they have brought up, I believe. They have a big roster tonight. Of course, a lot of these high school teams will do that late in the season. In the playoff season, they will bring some of their youngsters up after the junior varsity season has concluded. Hillman now will roll right and throw it right, and it's in and out of the hands of the receiver. Again, it's Terrio who broke it up, and that's Casares, who is now hobbling a little bit. It's knocked away, and it'll be 3rd down now and 10. Clock is at 32 seconds remaining. Well, this one's been kind of fun, Randy. Not quite as, I don't know, suspenseful as last week's two overtime game with Taylor, but certainly a lot of fun. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, a lot of big plays, a lot of tape for the highlight reel. It's been great to see the Texans come out and play their brand of football.
Yeah.
You know, last week I think you and I both left scratching our head a little bit that it didn't maybe look like the Texan team that we had seen all year. So it's great to see them come out and load up from the get go and play their brand of ball.
Cecil Johnson takes it off tackle for a couple of yards. That might be the last play of the game. Clock is at 17 seconds. Wimberley has taken yet another step with the ultimate eye on that December 16 date in Cowboys Stadium. But, of course, that's much ado about nothing right now. There's too much football remaining to even think about that. Hillman will take the snap, but not before the clock runs out, and that is your ball game, Randy. Wimberley, 40. Gonzalez, 14. Second-round playoff win for the Texans, and we'll be back with our post-game show from New Braunfels after this timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com.
This Wimberley Texas football game is underwritten in part by A Studio Z Copy and Print, providing residents with printing and graphic design services for over 15 years. Online at astudioz.com and by phone at 847-3532. Go Texans!
Financial support for this Wimberley Texans playoff game is made possible by your new local State Farm agent, Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding community. Now located at 13501 Ranch Road 12, Suite 111 next to the mail stop. Available by phone at 847-9400. Byron Eccles, Judy, and the staff are proud sponsors of your Wimberley Texans. Go Texans! Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by The Mail Stop, supplying the residents of Wimberley and the surrounding hill country with private mailboxes, packing and shipping services, and supplies. Featuring a gift shop and Kodak photo printing in the store. Located at 13501 Ranch Road 12 or by phone at 847-9622. Dina, Lynn, and the staff at The Mail Stop wish the Texans a great 2011 season. Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Lori Gray of Horace Mann Insurance, specializing in auto, life, and home insurance, and annuities in the Wimberley, Dripping Springs, and Lake Travis areas. Available by phone at 847-5118 and via email, lori.gray@horacemann.com. Lori wishes all the best to the Texans on their 2011 season. Go Texans!
Support for WimberleyRadio.com comes from Wisenhut & Lyle, providing water well drilling, pump services, and rainwater harvesting systems to residential and commercial customers throughout Central Texas. Information at 512-858-4375 or on the web at WLWSI.com.